Thank you for taking time of a busy, busy world to come to God's house. He'll bless you for it. You know, sometimes we sing a song, does it take time to be what? Holy. To do us good, we take some time to be alone with God. We live in a hurry, rushed hour generation. We're talking about rush hours of the day in different places. But we're living in a rush, speedily fast generation. Speedily coming, speedily passing away. Verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter number 2 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. For the words spoken by the angels were steadfast. Every transgression and disobedience receive the just recompense of reward. How shall we escape? We neglect so great a salvation, which is the first begin to be spoken by the Lord, and confirmed to us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, with diverse miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we come to bow in your presence now to say thank you for another day, another week that you've given us. As we dawn in and begin in another week, our Father, we pray that we may dedicate afresh and anew ourselves unto thee for this hour that we're living in. What a dark hour. God, I pray that you'd take your wonderful, marvelous word this morning and speak to hearts and speak to our lives, our Father, that only you can do. Quicken it, make it alive, because we know that the word is sharp and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the divine sunder of the soul, diviner the thoughts, intents of the heart. And God, I pray that you'd move in our midst this morning. If there's one here that don't know you, I pray this may be the morning, the day and hour that come to this great salvation. God, many of us are neglecting parts of this salvation. And God, and I pray you to help us this morning. In this, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You know, we see this passage of Scripture, and we look at this, and I got the other ones I want to refer to, or go read them in just a little bit. But folks, we got a great salvation. Can't improve on it. But my heart's desire and my heart's burden this morning is the fact that how we neglect it many times. And how lots of this great salvation being denied. I was thinking about the Lord's Supper. I was thinking about what he said about the Scriptures, that we many sick in a week because we don't discern the Lord's body. I think about how that we, you know, he told us what he said, something about the blood shed for us for the remission of our sins. That's true. Thank God for it. He said something else. He said, take this bread and eat it. He said, it's my body. It's been broken for you. And sometimes in this great salvation that God, somebody said, well, you know, the Lord just bought our soul. Listen, you better be thanking God that he bought your body too. You don't have no hope to get out of the grave if you go there before he comes. If you didn't, there'd be no hope for those that have died in the Lord, their bodies coming forth. So he said for us not to neglect this great salvation. And he goes on and down and he talks about something. He said, how shall we escape? And he, but I go on before getting to this, what he was saying about that broken body. He said, many are sick and weak because they don't discern not the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. You do know that Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for our sins. But that not all. Listen, the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Thank God. There's healing. Thank God. In the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered and he bled and died. And listen, he gives us a little example right here in verse number 4. It said, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. So I want to thank God this morning. You know, a lot of times I've had people trying to, years ago, sometimes you still run into a few, you know what they're trying to say? Well, the days of miracles have come. Don't believe it. They haven't. Oh no. Miracles still happen. Many of us walking around miracles, what God has done for us. It's not only a miracle that God can save you and God can redeem you and forgive you your sins. That's a miracle of all miracles. But God's still in the miracle working business. Yes, he is. I remember what was it Elisha said? He said, if God be amongst us, he said, why has all these things come upon us and befallen upon us? He said, if God's in us, he said, if God be in us, where be all his what? Miracles. Therefore, I'm telling you, the Bible still teaches the fact we need to see the divine manifestation of the Spirit of the living God. The Bible said in the book of Acts, I believe it's about the 19th chapter, somewhere along there, he said, the Bible said, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. I see all the time, listen, Brother Jesse Norris gave me a book, Brother Donnie, one time, and I was looking for it, and I found it. Sometimes you get different places, you find it was on, you know what it was on? The Paralyzed Church. And also it had on there the Paralyzed Church X-ray. What was he meaning by that? What does he mean, that book? It's telling us why we paralyzed today. Listen, we don't have the part in the power. But he said these signs shall follow them that believe. You know what? Jesus went into a place. He said he did no mighty miracles. How you know why? Because of their what? Unbelief. He said, if we believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He said, whatsoever thing we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. James said, not us. He said, don't ask anything with wavering and doubt, but he said, ask in faith. He said, the prayer of faith will save the sick and raise him up. He didn't say the prayer of doubt. He said, the prayer of faith. It's faith we get saved by. It's faith that we see signs and wonders. That's what he talks about here. He said, divers miracles. He said, signs and wonders. We're not seeking a sign. We're seeking him. The prophet Elisha, wouldn't that be? He was following Elijah. And he said, Lord. He said he wanted a double portion of the Spirit that was on Elijah. Elijah had the power of God upon him. He wanted that Spirit. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, if you see me when I leave here, he said, it's going to be, you can have it. It'll be upon you. They tried to shake him off at the schools. They tried to shake him off. Listen, well, the problem of the prophets was, we're going to the other places, in the schools and the places. He said, no, I'm standing with the one. It's got the power of God upon him. We need that power. It's not. I told some other day, they was talking about John, talking about Peter and John and him. You know what they said about him in the book of Acts? They's ignorant, they was unlearned, but they had God on them. It's not other things we need. We've tried gimmicks. We've tried all these other things. They're not working. Not working. We need old-fashioned power. It's only going to come through power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God, breathe on us. Sure, as I'm preaching to you this morning. But he said, I'm going to stay with old Elijah. You know what he believed? He believed what the prophet had said. You see me leave? And when he left, old Elijah left his men. Didn't he? Fell off. Elisha picked it up. And you know what he did? Walked back up high 10 waters. And he smelled the waters. And he said, where's the Lord God of Elijah? He had the mantle, but he had to have God there. We got all everything else, but what we need is God. And you know what? The waters before in front of you. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? If the Lord be among us, where be all of his miracles? Where all be his workings? It's sad today, folks. I can tell a vast difference in conviction power now and 45 years ago. I can. You know the way we're going to get it back? Prayer and fasting. Some nights back in, and I slept very little. Still, sometimes I'm going to sleep a lot. I was praying. Working, we preached a revival one time. Went 3 weeks. And guess what? One Wednesday night, in 1971, it was 14 got saved. Em was one of them. She was 8 years old. Listen, still real to her today. God gave me a message the night before about midnight. You know what it was on? Hezekiah. God told him, said, you're going to set your house in order. You're going to die and not live. I preached on the thought God gave me that night about midnight before. You know what it was? If you knew you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? I guarantee most of us would change our schedule a little, wouldn't we? But the Holy Ghost came in there. All them got saved. You know what? I'm praying for it again. Would you help me pray? Please. We don't have a lot of time. God keeps telling me. My wife told me what she left. God left you here for a purpose. You know what I want to find out? That real purpose and fulfill that purpose. God left me. I want to preach with authority and with power, warn the lost, and warn us saints. We better get ready. Where's the Lord God of us? Where be all his miracles if he's amongst us? Where is he? Where is he? What about the signs? I like old Peter. I like old Stephen over in the book of Acts. Bible said Stephen was full of faith, full of power, and full of the Holy Ghost. And you know what the Bible said? Signs, many wonders, and miracles followed him. We can tell people about Jesus now. They'll pay attention. The Holy Ghost will convict them, and they know them. Even heart of bad eyes. Telling you. Here it said God was bearing witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. See, one thing we really need is to be willing that God give us gifts for the body of Christ according to his will. But I'm telling you, folks, if we don't get back, hear me now. If we don't get back in this country, where, listen, back to God, where we used to be, we gone.
gone. Sad. Where be all his miracles?
Neglected. You see, we neglected. God's got a lot more for us than what we claim it and what we believe in for. Amen.
He does. He sure does.
What did you say in the book, Mark chapter number 16? Are you familiar with it? He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow him that what? Believe.
You know why we're not seeing any miracles and signs following the church today? We don't believe it.
Sad. You know why we're not seeing anybody saved? Same lack of faith. An old preacher said 100 years ago. Somebody told him, I don't ever see nothing happen. He said, well, you ever believe it's going to happen? And I've been there myself. I'm guilty. He said, well, no, not really. He said, well, probably you're not seeing nothing. Sometimes we go to church and say, well, it's just going to be the old same old, same old. The folks, we ought to come with an expectation. Meeting God. Meeting God. I tell you what, if we'll all get in that prayer closet this week and pray. I'm going to tell you something. I might not even been here if God hadn't performed a miracle on my grandmas when she was an infant. Before my daddy was ever born over 100 years ago.
She was an infant.
All that she do was sit and lay wherever they put her. Couldn't walk. So they don't know what was wrong with her.
Took her to New Orleans on the train. Brother Donnie trying to find out and send her back home. You know, they didn't have even doctors like they do now. But thank God they still had the real one.
I'm glad they had old Brush Harbor meetings. You said they had them. We tried them, but we just putting them up. You know, say we was having a Brush Harbor meeting already. But they had them because they didn't have nowhere else to meet. You see, we can get the phone. But we've got to have something beside the phone. Got to have something in it. They had it.
Hey, Brother Larry, don't you sing that song sometime? They didn't have no education, but they had what it takes. That's what it is. You say, what happened? My grandpa wasn't even a believer that time. Son of the men community talked him into carrying grandma to an old brush harbor.
And a mule wagon sat in a stretcher.
Guess what? He was scared to get on the brush harbor with him. He stayed outside the wagon. Some of the men carried her on under there.
Guess what? They had meat. They met with God.
Well, I'm going to tell it just as I was told. They didn't have to carry Grandma out. They prayed for her. She got out of that chair and was shouting all over that place. Had a bunch more young'uns. God's still in the miracle business. Why do we want to tell ourselves? You know why I think we're just making excuses? Can I just talk to us a minute? You know what really laying on my heart? We're making excuses and say, well, it's not for this hour. It's not for this day and hour. Some people say, well, it may not be God's will to heal them. Let me tell you what somebody told me one time. If you don't think it's God's will for you to be well, don't go to the doctor. Pretty good thought, ain't it? Because he's going to try to help you if he can. I mean, that's what they're there for. And God wants to help us. Lord, I know there comes a time we're going to leave this world. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, let's don't make excuses for our lack of the manifestation of the power of God. Folks, you want to see God move? Let's start believing him. Paul was preaching one day, and he looked out, and the Bible said he perceived this fellow had faith to be what? Healed. Hey, God still got the same power. Isn't it amazing how we'll see one part of the even the Lord's Supper about the blood for our sins, and we don't see the part of the broken body for our healing? I pray God open our eyes for both of it. No, that don't mean we're against doctors and nurses and all the things that God bless them to help us. No.
Been down to the hospital to see. Doctored it. I told one of them nurses down there the other night, so he took my appendix out over 50 years ago. About 50 years ago. Dr. Ritson. Delivered all our kids. Except for the first one. He wouldn't deliver them. He was out of town. Except him. Well, he's a doctor, but he's in the hospital. Tickled to see. You know what? I appreciate what all he did.
But I thank God for the great healer, the great physician. He's a great, great, great healer and a great physician. And he said, let's not neglect
this great salvation. It's wonderful. Hey. Great, wonderful things God has done for us, doing for us, and will do. Look in Acts before we close. Look in Acts chapter number 4. Show you how these early church was getting their power. Acts 4, verse 29. They's praying. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Listen to this. By stretching forth thine hand, to what? Heal. And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Always remember, there's no salvation in the other. That's where salvation is. That's where healing is. By the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. And the multitude of them that believed were one heart, one soul. Neither said in them all the things which possessed was his own, but they all had things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Here's a verse I was quoting while ago in Acts chapter number 6, verse number 8. Acts 6:8. Stephen,
full of faith and power, did great wonders, miracles among the people. Now, what was he full of? Faith and power. Folks, we need to pray as they prayed, and God really worked in their midst. Will you help me pray that? I'm telling you, God is the same today as he always has been. Hebrews 13. Hey, is that it? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and how long? Forever. He hadn't changed. He hadn't lost any power. But it's to those that believe. Trust him. Believe him. Let's obey him. Praise God. Would you stand with me?